USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House now formally expressing disapproval of President Trump's recent actions against Iran. Along party lines, lawmakers yesterday passed a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. It's largely symbolic as the Senate's unlikely to even take it up. Meanwhile, the president was at a rally in Ohio last night where he defended his recent order of an attack to kill a top Iranian general.
Soleimani was actively planning new attacks, and he was looking very seriously at our embassies, and not just the embassy in Baghdad, but we stopped him, and we stopped him quickly, and we stopped him cold.
Saying there were imminent threats, the president said he had no time to consult with congressional leaders first. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
America's NTSB will take part in the investigation into the plane crash in Iran this week that killed 180 people, right around the time Iran was firing ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. It's not clear exactly how much of a role the NTSB will have, and it's not yet speculating on the cause. However, intelligence agencies in the U.S. and Europe say there's growing evidence that it may have been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, something Iran denies. President Trump not ready to draw any conclusions.
Somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question, personally.
The debate stage in Iowa getting a little more crowded. Two new polls released yesterday by Fox News helping billionaire Tom Steyer meet the qualifications for Tuesday's showdown. Steyer is the sixth Democratic presidential hopeful to qualify for that event. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the seventh month in a row, fewer people are being stopped and detained at the nation's southwest border. Customs and Border Protection announcing yesterday that enforcement actions declined by 5% in December. Encounters are down a total of 72% since what the department calls the peak of the humanitarian and border security crisis last May. The agency says agents do continue to seize drugs. More than 93,000 pounds of drugs intercepted nationwide last month at the borders. That's a 5% increase as compared to November. Georgia Congressman John Lewis is back at work in Washington. The Democrat representing Atlanta and the civil rights icon returning to the House floor yesterday for the first time since he announced last month he's battling pancreatic cancer. Lewis said previously he plans to carry out his legislative duties while undergoing treatment. Lewis voted in favor of that resolution yesterday to restrain the president war powers. And Ken Jennings is a win away from being named Jeopardy's greatest of all time. He'd gone on a 74-game winning streak back in 2004 and notched his second win on last night's episode of the greatest of all time tournament. It's pitting the three highest money winners ever against each other, the other two, James Holzhauer and, of course, Brad Rutter. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.